your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Ah, yes, Linda Halligan.
This is my theme song. Am I the new? I'm the new 007 when Daniel Craig decides to retire. That's me.
It's you.
What you're saying? Okay.
I've been talking all morning about today's top five, and people are aware that we're counting down the top five James Bond theme songs, and I was correct that we're doing it today, even though I forgot today was Wednesday. I thought it was Thursday. That's your fault.
It is.
But anyway,
my fault.
You're here, and we're doing top five James Bond theme songs.
Not available tomorrow, so I decided to come in today. I'm sorry I confused you and everybody in Laguna, apparently.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Everyone thinks, oh, the weekend's almost here.
Yeah.
Not so much. It's hump day.
So the new James Bond comes out when?
November 6th.
And we're preparing a little early here.
We are, and I'll tell you why. I was watching a very old James Bond movie this week. I won't say what it is because it may end up on the list. And then I keep going to the movies as I do, as you know, and I keep seeing the Spectre trailer.
Yeah.
And it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So it just got me thinking about James Bond. So that's why we're doing it now. We're kind of getting a jump on it.
Is there a Spectre theme song yet?
I'm sure there is. I don't know what it is.
So we don't know that one
No,
yet.
I don't know what it is. So,
but there are some classics that we're going to talk about.
There are, and there are a lot of them. I mean, there are a lot of really great James Bond theme songs. Many were hits, many you will remember. So, let's get right into number five, shall we?
Yeah, Duran Duran.
Yeah,
so good.
You do a kill. I have to say, there were two I was going back and forth about for number five. This one takes over. I love Duran Duran personally. This is not my favorite Duran Duran song, but it is a great song, and everybody knows it. They still play it on the radio all the time.
Right, and we play it a lot. I know our listeners like it, and there's some 80s babies in Laguna that love this tune.
Yep, absolutely.
What were you also deciding on for number five?
Well, I can't tell you
yet.
I'll tell you at the end because people are at home are going, maybe.
I'm just
this.
So excited.
I know. But I will tell you, this song, A View to a Kill, was the only Bond theme to hit number one on the Billboard charts. A lot of them were on there. They were number two and number three,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But this was the only
really?
One that hit number one.
Really? I didn't
one.
Know. I would have guessed the next one did.
No,
did
not
number
one. Not number
okay.
one. Okay. And you probably know this, but most of the James Bond themes are the same name as the movie, but not every single one.
Okay.
Okay. So number four is Skyfall.
I love this one.
This is great. This is by Adele.
Yeah.
This is the most recent one, 2012, that makes the list. I will tell you that.
So
this
good.
Is a great song. Adele's fantastic. I will give you some trivia on this one. This is the first Bond theme song to win Best Song at the Oscars.
Okay.
The first
That's why
one.
I thought it maybe went to number one or...
No, it didn't. It didn't. But others have been nominated, other Bond theme songs, but this is the only one that's won.
I didn't love Adele until I heard that.
Really?
And I was like, wow. I mean, the way that she threw it back to some of the other ones on your list was so impressive to me. I love that one.
Yeah, that's so true. She does have that classic sound to her voice.
Yeah.
And she is very reminiscent of someone else who we will mention on this
exactly.
list. And a lot of people may not know her name, and I'll be honest, I didn't know her
really?
Name. But I'll mention some of the songs she's done, and you'll probably
okay,
know.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let's get right into number three, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch.
You can hear the similarities, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Shirley Bassey. So her name is not super common to everybody, but people who know music, I'm sure, have heard of her. She's a Welsh singer. And here's something really cool about Shirley Bassey. She recorded the theme songs to three Bond films. Goldfinger, of course, Diamonds Are Forever, which is also a really good song, and Moonraker. And I couldn't remember the Moonraker theme song. I've seen the movie, but so I played it yesterday, and I do remember. It's a great song.
I didn't
as well.
Even know Moonraker was a movie.
I haven't seen that one. It's kind of a space James Bond. I haven't seen it in forever, but it's very good. I will tell you, Shirley Bassey, this was her only Billboard Top 40 hit, Goldfinger. She's still singing. She released an album last year.
Really?
Yeah.
And she performed that at the Oscars a few years ago,
exactly.
right? And that was killer.
Yeah. And you know what? When I think of a Bond theme song, I just hear her voice.
Yeah.
You know? So she's fantastic. Let's move on to number two. This is one of my favorite songs, not just Bond theme songs, really one of my favorite songs of all time. I love this song. Number two.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest.
Carly Simon.
Carly Simon. Isn't she fantastic?
Yeah, it's a great one.
This is the only song on the list that doesn't share the same name as the film.
Okay.
The song Nobody Does It Better is from The Spy Who Loved Me,
right.
1977. I love this song. I remember sitting in the theater as a kid, and this is what plays when it starts. And
right.
It just drew me in, and I just absolutely love it still.
That was a spoiler. It still plays during the part where he's walking with the gun and the little circle pops up. It still plays during that moment, right?
Yep. And I will tell you, the words, "The Spy Who Loved Me," are in the song. So
cool.
If you remember that part. And I'll tell you, this song was composed by Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer Sager. So if you know anything about music, they are huge, huge, huge in the music world. And Carly Simon, this is her longest charting hit, okay? So it was on the charts even longer than You're So Vain, which I think is probably the song that people think of when they think of Carly Simon.
This must have been a very hard list for you, because I'm sure you're attached to more than five of them, and your family is as well, and
absolutely
had lots to say about it.
Yeah, well, my husband, my dad, my brother, huge
even your,
James
even
Bond
your son.
Fans.
Yeah.
And my son, and he's only 11.
Right.
So, and he knows a lot of these songs. Number one, this song is so awesome. I love it. Play it.
I will. In which we live in. But if this ever changes, I'll play it again.
Play it again, Sam. Which we live in makes you give in and cry.
Say live and let die. I've seen him do that live.
Uh-huh.
The only time I'm probably ever going to afford to go to a Paul McCartney concert.
Okay.
When I was like 16. And fireworks shoot out of the stage. Oh. And oh, man.
I would have loved to
see
that.
So cool.
This is by Wings, written by Paul and Linda McCartney. This was obviously post-Beatles. This movie, Live and Let Die, was from 1973. And this is the one that I watched this week. And I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And it's pretty weird. It's like some crazy voodoo snakes, crocodiles. it's some crazy stuff. But this theme song plays over and over throughout the entire movie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I got to tell you, the Guns N' Roses version, fantastic as well.
Yeah.
It's been redone a bunch of times, but Guns N' Roses, they really had a great version of it. But nothing is as good as the original.
Yeah, so good. I'm really impressed with how they're keeping up the series over this long.
Yes.
I think Daniel Craig is a really good Bond.
He is. He's
different,
but he's great. You know, he's a little grittier.
Yeah.
And, you know, he signed on for the next one, Bond 25. It'll be the 25th film in the series.
Wow.
And the only thing he said is that if they take too long to get it going and he feels he's too old to play the role, he'll back out.
Hmm.
But it's already gone. So I think we'll see him in
the 25th. So Spectre is out in November.
Yes. And I will tell you, the one song that I did not put on the list, but it was a huge hit. Are you ready?
Yeah?
Sheena Easton for Your Eyes Only.
I don't have that one cued.
You know, why? Well, yeah, right? Because it didn't make the list.
Can I tell you one that I'm disappointed you forgot?
Yes.
I'm
I didn't
play
forget it.
For,
it. I chose not
to. It's a guilty pleasure.
Okay. Madonna. I considered it. There's a Sheryl Crow one. You know, I mean, there's a bunch. And they're mostly good. This one I did not put on the list.
Something about this song for me.
It's cool.
Yeah. Also, I think it's my era, my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, this was Pierce Brosnan, right?
It
was like right when I was growing up. So, yeah, I don't know. I like that one.
No, that makes sense. I mean, for me, Roger Moore is the first Bond I think of. But people argue, no, Sean Connery's the best one. And he may be. But I just remember Roger Moore. And Pierce Brosnan, I thought, did a great job. And Daniel Craig is fantastic, too. So, anyway.
Excellent list. Controversial
thank
list,
you.
I'm sure,
controversial
Linda.
People
well
at
done.
Home are like, you forgot the man with the golden gun.
Yep.
How could you? Sorry, people. All right, couple movies going nationwide this weekend. Nothing I'm super excited about, sorry. Hitman, Agent 47, rated R. That's with Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
He's the guy from the Star Trek movies, Heroes, American Horror Story. And then there's another sort of secret agent movie coming out as well, American Ultra, with Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart.
They're all over
Stewart.
The place.
They're all over. Yeah, they're everywhere.
And apparently Sinister 2 comes out in some theaters, although we're not sure. We're not sure where.
Right, and my question is, did Sinister 1 come out?
Did anyone see Sinister 1?
Sorry for the Sinister One fans.
Linda Halligan counts down our top five on KX93.5, usually on Thursdays, but she's here early this week. And we'll podcast this online at KX93.5.com. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome, sir.
And we'll play you out with a little Paul McCartney since we only heard 20 seconds of him. Here you go.
Fantastic. When you were young.